Personally, I thought it was a good and logical way to get up close to them, where I might have some sort of edge with Braxton's gun and my own useless Browning to cover them with. Wrong. Apparently, Braxton had thought to give them some sort of password or procedure for unusual contingencies, because they sure didn't act friendly. The first I knew something was wrong was when the idiots began shooting. Have you ever seen the kind of yellow halo and spear of flame a pistol makes at night when it's pointed at you? It is not one of life's more attractive views. I flopped down right now, picked up some more stickers in doing so, but didn't mind a single one of them this time. They were much more comfortable than a bullet would have been. Braxton's drivers, thank goodness, didn't hang around trying to make sure they got me. They probably thought I was just the first of a bunch of greens anyhow. They let off one fast, furious fusillade and beat it for their trucks. It was kind of interesting to see just how fast a man can scale the heights of a Kenworth's sides. It was much quicker than I would have believed. The engines fired up at the first spin, and those empty trailers were leaping and bucking over the ruts in jig time. I got back up and dusted myself off. That's when I discovered all the fresh cactus spines, so I plucked at them while I walked back south the way I'd come. Braxton's van was back in that direction a ways, and I was going to need transportation back to Juarez. I was also, I realized, going to need to think of some tall tale to spin for Samuels and his boys. I doubted that the man was going to be real happy with me the next time we met.